Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, 2024. Welcome, 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 welcome to a brand new first episode of the new year on the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I am one half of yours, Greg, aka Crazy Greg, aka Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
So we made it.
We made it.
Another year.
No Y2K.
Here we are. No Y2K. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Hope you all had a nice, safe New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Yeah. We spent it at Crayola Experience.
We did. And then at home.
And then at home.
Watching a movie. And we were like, it's 11:59. Should we turn on the ball drop? Like, nah.
You know, it was the first time in my life I didn't watch the ball drop.
Me too. That's why I was like, are we really not doing it?
But the movie was so whack, I just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, but anyway,
yeah.
Welcome. Happy New Year. Hope you guys had a good one, like I said, enjoyed it. And thanks for listening for another episode of A Brand New Year. Hope you stick with us through this year, next year, and the one after that.
Yes.
And the one after that. After that, then you guys can...
You can leave.
Yeah, if you want. But if not, then you can continue to listen, which we would love.
Right. We'll probably be the longest running podcast ever in history of podcasts.
Yeah. Even when podcasts are no longer a thing,
we're still somehow
going to be doing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be recording them for just no one.
Yeah.
We'll just be texting.
And there'll be no way to upload it, but you can like call in or text us and we'll like send you a PDF file.
Or
of
we'll
it.
Just put it on YouTube, but it'll just be audio.
Yeah. And YouTube won't even be a thing anymore. So we'll
YouTube
just
will always be a thing.
Find a way to, that's what they said about MySpace.
Did they?
And I don't know. But they all said about VHS tapes and
DVDs
and then Blu-rays and cassette players and CD players. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, guys.
This has nothing to do with what the episode is about.
No. But we do have some other Christmas episodes coming up. I know it's January. I know it's New Year. But we did some Christmas events and we do want to talk about it. But we figured, since it's the first episode of New Year, we'll do something a little different.
Yes.
A little fun.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous.
I don't think you should be nervous.
I am.
Why?
Because I don't like this.
Oh, you love it. Shush your mouth.
I actually don't. I really, really don't.
So you like attention on you, but you don't like attention on you.
Yes.
You don't like talking about you.
I hate talking about
me. But
you
love attention.
I do. I like making people laugh. And
yes, that's true.
Yeah, I do. And I like, I don't know, when people are enjoying themselves and entertaining them. But I don't like talking about it at all. I really don't.
Well, the one after this will be even more fun.
I feel like it comes off the wrong way.
Well, not if I'm the one asking the questions.
So, ask away.
It's not like you're like, hey.
I know.
So, I'm cool.
So, anyway. Well, I am.
Just like
that's
you.
First of all.
Oh, okay.
Second of all, that's very true.
Oh, gosh.
And third of all, you're right. Only time I ever say it.
Oh my God.
But you're right.
I think it was worth it.
I am cool.
You're so cool.
All right. So if you go back and listen, it was our 175th episode. It was some point in March.
Okay.
And we did an episode on me, on Greg.
So if you listen to his intro, he says Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear.
There you go.
So we did an episode on who the heck is Greg? And now it's who the heck is Crazy Greg?
There you go. We're going one by one, the personas.
1 year at a time.
1 year at a time. And I got to say, after we did the Greg episode, people did reach out.
Like, people wouldn't even know listened. Like, my uncle and my aunt and my entire family.
Mm-hmm. And then I remember Arturo texted me, and a bunch of people reached out, and they're like, they learned a lot about me that they didn't know.
Yeah.
And
well, I think, so, We're doing Crazy Greg today. And I think Crazy Greg is what most people see.
Okay.
That's the thing. So when they heard about Greg, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, wow, that's really?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, that's you. Like, that's crazy. Oh, this makes sense. That makes sense now. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I think most of the time, it's always like a mix of Crazy Greg and Greg.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the best way I can kind of explain it, and I don't know if this will make sense, and I think I've said it before, and I know it's going to sound silly, but it may not after I explain it, but how there's Marshall Mathers, and there's Slim Shady, and there's Eminem.
Okay.
And there's three different personas, and he has explained each one.
So would this be your Slim Shady?
This would be my Slim Shady.
Marshall would be Greg.
Yes. And Eminem, I guess Eminem would be Pooh Bear. Yeah.
But, well, yeah, yeah, because it's a performer. Not that you perform, but you're definitely right. An act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Character.
So how he says Marshall Mathers is just like him and who he is, and he's a dad and a family person, all that. And then Slim Shady is like his silly side.
Right.
And then Eminem is just don't mess with him because then he'll lyrically kill you.
Right. And are you going to bust out?
I did write a rap.
Right now?
I did. No, I wrote one.
You can't write it. You got to freestyle.
Then I'm going to have to save it for another episode. Okay. That one is written.
Okay.
But okay. Because I did write it was about you.
Uh-huh.
And we'll save that for the episode.
Okay.
Which.
Wait, what?
When we interview you,
no,
I'll say the rap
about
you.
Do that.
No,
no one wants to hear about me.
We're going to.
What the heck?
They don't want to hear about you, but they do want to hear my rap. So they'll listen for
true.
That.
That's true, actually.
So,
that's yeah. a good beat.
So, all right. So let's get into it because okay. I really don't want to do it.
Okay.
I really honestly don't.
I think that this interview is going to be better than the Hanukkah interview that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll be more, not interesting. The Hanukkah is interesting, but I just think I wasn't prepared enough.
Yeah. I don't know why not.
I don't know. I thought I was, and then yeah. I went into it, and then you have to show me out with the Christmas. Yeah. So, anyway.
All right. So, let's get into it.
I think the please. First question has to yes. be, I don't even have to look at my notes, where did your Crazy Greg persona come from? So, like, when do you first remember being, like, Crazy Greg?
I would probably say, like, junior high school, like, sixth grade.
Class clown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I probably was before that, like third grade, second grade. Mm-hmm. But I really remember like breaking out of being just, in my eyes, funny in like intermediate school.
Right, right.
The teachers, I feel like, found me funny, but
couldn't
would not
show it.
Yeah, yeah. show to admit to it. And that might not be true. They might not have had found me funny. But I know kids in the class found me funny. And I feel like that happened as well before the sixth grade. Like I said, probably like second, third grade.
Right, I'm sure.
But sixth grade is really like, you know what it is? Sixth grade is when I did it like for myself.
Right, and like, to make yourself laugh.
Yeah, and I found it funny.
Got
and
it.
I'm like, all right, yeah, this is funny.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue being like the class clown.
Okay, so now who gave you the, like, did you just say, I'm crazy, so now I'm Crazy Greg? Did someone give you it?
Somebody gave it to me.
I actually know the answer to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did.
Yeah, so this was... Probably, let me think.
I was going to ask you when it
this
was.
This is probably like 25 years ago. Maybe not 25. Let me think. Close to it. Close to 25 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say 23 years ago. Whatever.
So age.
Yeah. So, all right. So probably when I was like 16.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
That's easier. Like
16.
For people who don't yeah. know how old you are.
And I used to... hang with my brother at times with his friends, not all the time, but you know, randomly.
Yeah.
And I would goof off and, you know, be silly, and
yes,
they would all just be like, what's wrong with this kid? But in a good way. They would like laugh and be like, what is yeah. wrong with your brother?
Right.
You know, he's so silly, he's whatever. So his friend Mike didn't see me for I don't know, 2-3 months or whatever, mm-hmm. however long it was. It was a couple months he didn't see me. And he was like, oh, he's like, how's your brother doing? He's like, you know, he's crazy. And Mike was like, yeah, Crazy Greg.
So funny.
And that was it. It was
just stuck.
It was born, yeah. And that name has stuck with me, through my radio station days.
So funny.
It was a Crazy Greg show.
So you'd have him to thank.
Yeah, yeah. It never, I don't know. I don't think it, maybe people would have said it, but once he like said it, it just stuck. And
it was
now,
a thing.
Yeah, I have. You got me a hat with
yeah,
that
last
name
years,
on it.
3 years ago.
Yeah. So it's the Mets on the front and that on the back. And yeah, I don't know. I'm sure people have said that to me about me before.
I feel like people are probably like, you're crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't think ever like Crazy Greg, like right. back to back. Yeah.
You're probably like, oh my God, that's so great.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. And then I guess they were laughing about it. My brother, I don't know if a friend told me or brother told me, but yeah, it got said and I don't know. Right. I thought it was cool that like, all right, they actually do find me funny. You know, like, yeah.
Right, right, right.
Like, they actually do. Yeah, like, oh, my older brother and his friends will actually act
like he doesn't find you funny, but he finds you funny.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that, like, solidified, like, all right, my brother and his friends do find me crazy. So I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but either way, I took it.
You liked like, it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now at 16, when you got that name and you were like, oh, yeah, like, Crazy Greg, that is me.
Yeah.
Do you think that's, like, did you start to really amp up your craziness once you kind of
got that name? I think I had to play into
and
show people what Crazy Greg
was
about. Yeah.
So do we have any examples of Crazy Greg that you would like to share, or should I share some?
Well, I think when I was like, all right, I need to like really play into this, like Slim Shady. And I went to Finish Line in the mall.
Okay.
Yeah. And there were two pairs of Nike sneakers that I liked. I was like, wow, these are really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I couldn't decide which ones to buy. So I bought both of them. Like, all right, well, I'm a young teenager with money because I'm working at McDonald's. Yeah. And what else am I going to spend my money on? So I bought both pairs of sneakers. I'm like, man, I really like them both. Which one am I going to wear first? And I was like, well, I'll wear both of them. So I put one on my left foot, one on my right foot. And they were two totally different colors. I think one was white, one was black. And yeah, and then for like years, I wore two different colored sneakers to high school and yeah, all that stuff. And it was very weird. And I would never do that now. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because it really messed up my back.
Oh, it did. It wasn't the same sneaker? I thought it was the same sneaker, different color.
It was, but it was like
a little different.
Yeah, it was different.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad. I didn't realize that. Like, I didn't think of that. Like, your feet are going to be off, your height, your hips. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. In high school, me and my friend used to, in the halls, if we saw each other, we would just stop and switch one shoe. And so I'd have two different shoes too, but it was because me and my friend were weird.
Yeah, yeah. And I would go to the gym that way. I would play basketball that way. Just everywhere, everything.
You just wanted attention.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what Crazy Greg is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Greg is. He's
so different. Just people would like be like, wow, he's crazy. So yeah, it's Crazy Greg.
Yeah. There he is.
All right. Did you have a story you wanted to share?
I have so many stories.
Oh, my goodness.
Before I get into any, though, I want to point out two things. One, there would be no Pooh Bear without Crazy Greg.
Okay.
I think.
Makes sense.
Because if you didn't have that craziness in you and not caring, or not caring people think, but kind of, and just doing whatever just to entertain yourself and your friends and whatever, you would have never had the courage
confidence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think Crazy Greg kind of brought out Pooh Bear. So you would just, your intro would just be like, this is Greg. If it wasn't for Crazy Greg.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And two, I also think, and I have to like really think about this because now like times are different, but I think that Crazy Greg, it might be different now. I don't know. But I think Crazy Greg might be your most, not used, that's weird because it's like it's like an outfit, but like I think Crazy Greg is the one that's around the most.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At home, no, you're Crazy Greg at home too. As people may know, we send pictures to my sister and her friends of you taking out the garbage like a psychopath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was one time you walked out. I think it was in my pink shorts. And there was one time you went on like your bike to throw out garbage. Like for some reason, it just became a thing that you throw out the garbage very weird because you just want a reaction from our neighbors who are so, they have no idea how crazy you are, our neighbors, except one of them.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, I would like, it started silly and then I would just amp up the way
every
I would
time
throw garbage outside just so hoping one of the neighbors would be looking out the window at the time I like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have like a box on my head and
you also have walked down the street in a blow up Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
In the snow.
But I think that's kind of normal, but
Yeah, totally normal. And in the Grinch costume. And in Michael Myers.
Oh boy.
So this I feel like this is still like the Crazy Greg okay. stuff. But that's like the subtle, like subdued crazy Greg. To me, one story sticks out, which I hope this comes across as funny as it... It won't be. The hypnotist show.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, but if you've ever been to, well, Six Flags or the Meadowlands...
Carnival.
But they used to have it at Six Flags, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. During Fright Fest, they used to have it.
So it's a hypnotist, and he calls, you know, oh, who wants to volunteer to come up and be hypnotized? So it's like, what, 20 people?
Yeah.
Go up, and then, you know, he hypnotizes them and does his thing, and I'd say like 10 end up staying up there, maybe 12.
Yeah, because throughout the show, if he realizes people aren't...
being hypnotized.
Yeah, he'll send them back to their seats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And it would always be you and one of your friends that went up. But this time it was just you that went. Although you and your friend were hysterical when you'd go up, you and Olson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you go up and just anything the guy says, like, oh, this is going to happen. When I say this word, you're going to bark like a dog. Just say. You would take the barking like a dog and just make it where it got to the point where nobody else on the stage mattered and everyone was looking at you. And that's Crazy Greg. Crazy Greg wants to be the...
Yeah, I just want to make people laugh.
Well, yeah.
I want to make an impression that, like, that was so funny. And, like, I want people to who don't even know me to still, like, talk about me to, like...
years later.
Yeah.
Like, that was so funny. Well, that's what happened. Like,
do you remember the time when, yeah...
Well, yeah, there was one time... I can't... You have to, like, see it to really understand it. But there was one time at the end of it, you ended up taking your shirt off and dumping...
So there's video footage of this.
Yes. You dumped an entire...
Picture
of water all over yourself.
Yeah.
On stage. And then you woke up and you snapped out of it and you're like, what the hell happened?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, how did I end up with water on me? Everyone in the place, and I'd say there's probably like 300 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone in the place was coming up to me like, was it real? Oh my God. Is he a part of the show? No.
Yeah.
He's his own show.
Yeah. Everybody thought I like worked with the hypnotist and I was like a plant.
Right.
And to the point where the show was, I think, supposed to still go on for a couple more minutes. The guy just stopped the show and he walked off stage. The hypnotist.
He was like, you're the craziest mother effer I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's saying a lot.
And he literally just like ended the show there. Right. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And after people come out to me, they're like, are you part of the show? Do you? And I'm like,
you have no idea
like,
the entire time they were asking me.
Yeah. And they were talking. And then some girl was like, do you remember what happened? I was like, I have no idea. I don't know. She's like, no, you need to see what happened. And she bought me the DVD. It was like $40.
Yeah, I think it was $30.
Whatever it was. It was way more money than I would have spent on it.
Yeah, like $5 maybe.
And she bought the DVD, the show, to
so I could take
it home and watch it. And I have a video clip. I think it might have been of that, or if you recorded from your cell phone. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. No, my camera.
Your camera. Okay. So I have the clip. I'll find it. We'll post it with this episode.
Right.
Of me being hypnotized and
oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Going up on stage and pouring a pitcher of water over my head.
Yeah. You always do the worm at some point.
Yeah.
You've literally, you and Olsen have come off the stage when you've done this, literally with like cuts and bruises.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, and it's so funny too, because the two of you will go up. Or used to go up. I feel like they don't even do it anymore.
No.
But used to go up acting like you didn't know each other. And then you'd be like laying on top of each other and like just
like holding wrestling hands and
And people like, oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah. Little did they know.
And then he'd be like, go to sleep. And I would like fall on his lap. Like, yeah. And people like, these two grown men, like, look at them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But stuff like that. And he's crazy too.
He is. Yeah. You know?
So,
yeah.
I mean, he's not crazy, Greg crazy, but he's definitely, you know, a wacko.
Yeah.
There's so many stories. I'm sure many people listening. Janelle, this is something that it's not even that crazy, but the cake.
Yeah.
When you threw the water on it.
Yes. It was at
Harold's.
Yeah.
And they were singing happy birthday to you. And everyone was there. Everyone was singing. The waiters. It was like six waiters. And you were like, oh my God, a fire. Like really loud. And then you threw a cup of water on the candle.
That was on the cake. Yeah. All over the cake.
Yeah.
Cup of water,
yeah.
And the waiters just—they didn't know
Everyone
what
was
to
like,
do.
That's another video we have.
They've never seen something like that in their lives.
No, but see, it's like something that's like that's not even that crazy, but it's just something like who would think to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's what Crazy Greg is. It's like who even thinks of that? Like putting on Winnie the Pooh, who the hell, and going to a concert? Like who the hell thinks of that?
Right.
You know.
Right. And then the murder mystery.
Well, yes, I was going to say that was another so hard to explain.
Yeah.
We went to a murder mystery like dinner. Each table got assigned like a person and one was the killer, but you had to defend your character, and one of the people at the table had to be the actual character.
Yes, so there were like 10 people at each table, and one person was assigned a character for each table to perform in
the play. And funny, you weren't assigned, and the person who got assigned didn't want to do it, so you got it. And you're like, I'll do it, definitely. And oh my goodness, so the character's name is Leroy. Leroy, you should add that to your, because that's actually a persona you have now also. Yeah. But pretty much stole the show. He got a Leroy Chan at the end of the show. Loud people downstairs were like, what is going on?
Yes.
Just, but you can't even explain that. That's something.
No, and again, everybody was calling to me like, do you work for the murder mystery company? I'm like, no.
I just want to say that I tell you all the time. I think I told you like not even a week ago that you should have definitely went into like entertainment.
I know.
But
I wish I would have liked to, you know, just make people laugh now. But at my job, I make people laugh all day.
That's true.
So
everyone,
I don't get paid for that, but they still,
you're there and get paid.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I guess kind of.
Yeah. Well, one of your three are your favorite two?
Like Greg, Crazy Greg, Pooh Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, I mean, of course I get my own part of just Greg, so that no one knows or sees. He tries to act all tough, but there's a little bit of soft in there. But so I like that, just because like you're a really good dad and husband, and you're like cool to be around, I guess. And then there's Crazy Greg that literally I tell you, no, don't do that. All right, go do it. No, don't do it. Like I want you to do things, but then I'm like, I have to like say no. So Crazy Greg obviously is what makes me laugh, and what, I don't know, is just the entertainment and keeps things fun. And then Pooh Bear is just very cool to watch and, you know.
So who's your favorite?
I don't think I could choose that.
What if you had to eliminate one?
No.
All right, I eliminate you.
You're a loser. I'm being so nice now to you.
So go ahead. Continue with your questions.
Like, where is the line between Greg and Crazy Greg? Like, where do you think that separates, if that makes sense? Like, where does Greg end and Crazy Greg start?
With the crazy.
You're so dumb. I mean, that is true, though.
No, I think, I don't know. That's a tough one. But
because I think there's parts of just Greg that are crazy, but not to the extent of Crazy Greg, if that makes sense.
I think anytime you ever hear me say, watch this, I think that's where the line is drawn.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Oh, man, that's the most exciting and nerve-wracking line or words that you ever say.
I think, yeah.
And then, or like when you say something and you're like, you think I could do that? And I'm like, I don't know, Greg. And you're like, bet. I'm like, I didn't bet you.
Yeah.
I say all the time, you're like, if anybody watches How I Met Your Mother, Barney, not fully, but Neil Patrick Harris's character, he'll just randomly challenge himself, but make it seem like everybody challenged him. And they're like, we didn't challenge you. Challenge? No challenge accepted. Like, we didn't do it. Mm-hmm. But he does it just because he wants to. Yeah. And that's what you do.
Like, I know it's a TV, not that, but I know it's a TV show and it's not scripted, but scripted to a point. Mm. And the Impractical Jokers. Yeah. And it's like, I know that there's things that they have to be like, no, just because to make like the things that they do.
Yeah, they can't do everything.
Yeah, that much better, but there's literally nothing. And besides like lick somebody's shoe.
Right.
But there's literally nothing.
I think though each of them have like their, you can't make me do this.
Yes. There's literally nothing that somebody could tell me to do that I wouldn't do.
I know.
Anything.
Remember when it first came out and you're like, oh man, if it was me and you, it was like three friends, you're like, we would all.
Yeah.
Like, kill it.
Oh my goodness. Like, there's no way somebody could be like, go tell a person that. Unless like a racist slur or something like that.
But they shouldn't do that.
No, anyway, I know. But if it's like, whatever, like, or like, Impractical Joker line and like, I'm not doing that. Like, what? Like, I do that now for, like, well, for my own entertainment purposes.
There's times where it's stuff with, like, girls that they don't want to do because they're embarrassed.
Yeah, oh, but get out of here.
But also, you got to think, well, Mer's not. I don't But care. They're single. Like, the ones that, like, Q and Sal are the ones that never want to do it, but they're single, so I feel like, oh, no.
Even
but
as single, with, it doesn't matter. Oh, I know that. There's nothing I wouldn't say that I'd be too embarrassed or whatever.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And, there's times I literally... like run in the other direction because I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe you said it. Oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think when you hear me say bet or watch this, then it's on and that's the line.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I would almost was thinking like, oh, well, Greg, you know, it's like more of like, oh, I'm a dad. But even as a dad, I'm like, do crazy things to make the girls laugh. So
yeah, I think you're it's funny. It's like, it's like a whole nother version of Crazy Greg, the dad. It's like Crazy Greg, the dad.
Yeah.
Give me a sitcom.
Yeah.
So what do you think is your most used personality? Obviously Pooh Bear, no, because that's only when we go to the concerts and stuff. So.
Yeah, and I guess I think the Crazy Greg, because like you said, that touches upon all three personas.
Right.
So I guess, you know, you can say that, because no matter which one I bring out in the moment, people are like, wow, he's crazy.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
You are a nut. And I think everybody who knows you, whether they're listening to this or not, would be like, yeah, he's out of his mind.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny how that, like,
it just stuck.
Yeah, that
because it's
stuck.
Like, that's you. You're crazy.
And I'm sure, you know, people have called me many different things and described me many different ways. But yeah, but I don't know. I liked that. I don't know. I felt like it explained me perfectly and sounded good. And it was like short and to the point. And Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I liked it and stuck. And like I said, it carried over to my radio station show. And
it's so funny.
Yeah, just forever. And I definitely would have never like been like, oh, that's my, like giving myself that name.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like no way would I have been like, oh, that's me because I name myself that. Like,
right. Yeah. It's so funny that now knowing you, it's like you do certain things and I'm like, oh, I don't even notice that he does that. Like people are like, oh my God, don't you like, aren't you embarrassed or aren't you like, what the heck? I'm like, oh, he did that again. I don't even notice.
Nah.
But I remember back when we first started hanging out, we were in like a store or like, I think it was like a Rite Aid or a CVS or something like that. And the cashier like told you the amount that it was. And she was like, oh, it'll be $36.90. You were like, dollars? I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
And it's such a dad joke. But like, that's where it's like, is that Greg or Crazy Greg? Because I feel like it's you. I feel like now it's Greg.
Mm.
But back then to me, I was like, oh my God, that's, I can't believe you just said that to her. Because I didn't know you and I don't, no one I knew was like that.
Yeah. You know, I would like to talk to friends growing up, be like, how you were able to give like the craziest story that, you know, you could think of me. Like, I would like to hear their story of what they, say.
Oh, see, I should have reached out to certain
people. Yeah.
Like Arturo and stuff. Yeah. I'm sure he has many nut jobs.
If I did have to guess one of Arturo's stories, I don't know. I really don't know what he would say. I would almost think it would have to be like when we worked at like Duane Reade or something.
Mm. How about when you got GWA fired? Did he get GWA fired?
Did we get... No, GWA got himself fired.
Oh, got himself fired. That's right, that's right.
Yeah, I got Richie fired from McDonald's.
Right, oh, with the Big Mac sauce. Oh, yes, yeah,
because we had a Big Mac sauce fight.
And you saw the boss coming.
And I saw the boss coming, so I threw the gun down and I put my hands up as he was shooting me. I was like, oh my God, we have to work here. And then the manager saw him shooting me. Meanwhile, I was...
You probably started.
Yeah, I was the one who started it. And the Big Mac sauce was in like guns and we would have a fight with it. And then she's like, Richie. Awesome. Yeah. She didn't say the Vince McMahon five, but she's like, Richie, go home now. And then he wound up getting fired from it. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
She sent him home and he got fired.
He was covered in Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. Oh, we all were. Yeah. Maybe that's why I hate Big Mac sauce now.
I was going to say that.
Maybe that's why. No, I've always hated Big Mac sauce, but that's why I didn't feel bad wasting it because I hated it.
I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, there were so many crazy Duane Reade Day stories that I cannot believe that I didn't get fired from that job. Like, cannot believe.
You literally somehow, this is another thing, you can convince people to do anything. No, well, no, I don't mean in that like a...
Yeah.
Like a bad way. But you can convince people, like you, so I remember you told me, Duane Reade, you somehow, the manager, agreed that you could come in one day a week late.
Yeah, yeah, he gave me a one day a week late pass.
Yeah.
Every week, because I was always late. And
how mad was the people that were there when you're an hour late?
Yeah, and it was funny, because I worked the 1 hour photo, Duane Reade. You can go back, I don't know when this was, but we spoke about our jobs growing up. Yes, cut so many episodes back.
Right.
But the hours of Duane Reade 1 hour photo, it was like Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock, Sunday, 10 o'clock. Mm. I'm sorry. It was Monday through Saturday, 9 o'clock, right. And then Sunday was 10 o'clock. So Monday through Saturday, I would show up like 9:30, 9:45.
Right.
And then Sunday comes, I show up like 10:45.
You should be there at 10.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't understand. Like, you show up at 9:45 every other day. Why can't you show up at 9:45
That's another thing. This day. That's a Greg thing, is that you are always either late or exactly to the minute, stressed out getting there. High blood pressure and all, like,
yeah,
to the second.
Yeah, that is something that I kind of wish I was able to.
I mean, you can.
No, I can't.
And it's crazy because there's times where you wake up early or you start getting ready early, but somehow you won't get out of the house.
When I have too much time, then I just
go slower.
Yeah.
I get that though.
Yeah, I'd be like, wow, I still have 6 minutes left. And the next thing I know, it's like, all right, I'm 15 minutes. I should have left 15 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I would think Tara would say, I don't know, maybe not. I'm sure there's plenty of other stories.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because he was around so many other times. Yeah. So many other.
For so long.
Yeah, we went.
I'm curious. We'll ask him.
Please, Tara, reach out. Let me know what you would say is a crazy story. Yeah, we rented a ski house. Snowboarding one weekend with like 30 of us. And I didn't go snowboarding when they went skiing, snowboarding, because I just separated my shoulder. Mm-hmm. So I was in a sling. I'm like, you know, I can't snowboard and ski.
So were you Corey from
World? Yeah. Except I stayed back when they all went. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to hang at the house because we rented. It was cool. And like,
remember
there was a channel on TV, a Royal Rumble channel.
Sick.
And just all day long we had it on, old Royal Rumbles. And we legitimately, not kidding, and I know people say it, like, we almost burnt the house down. Vic, actually.
Of course. Vic, he's such a mellow person.
Yeah.
Now, but the stories I've heard of him, he's one of those people where I'm like, no way that he did something like that.
Yeah.
But there's so many stories of him that are just nuts.
To the point that, like, there was a pan on fire.
Oh, my God.
And he had to run through the house, like, literally running through the house with a...
Smother it.
And he threw it out. off the deck into the snow in the backyard.
Thank God there was snow.
I know. And legitimately,
what were you cooking?
I don't know what. I think he was like, if I remember right, and maybe not, but I know at some point, this is so crazy, but at some point, Mick made, so there's Mick and there's Vic, two different people.
Yeah.
Mick spent hours and hours and hours making a burger on the stove for Vic.
Oh my God.
But he was like putting all these like ridiculous, gross things in it.
Oh Jesus.
Like that would like, Vic is going to eat this and it's going to be so like whatever. And then like literally hours putting all these different like gross ingredients in. And he gives it to Vic and Vic should like smash it in his face. Like after he made it, after hours and hours.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if Vic was like trying to get him back for that and like making him something, or I feel like it was the next day because I think it was Sunday. We were watching football and I don't know if he was like making breakfast. I forget. I don't know.
Jesus.
But he literally was running through the house with a pan of fire, balls like shooting out of it.
Oh my God.
Like flames.
Gosh.
And it was nuts. Yeah. But that whole weekend was pretty crazy too.
I'm sure.
And then we had the night out in the city.
Yes.
Which
the night
was crazy.
I literally just call it the night. It's one of those things where it's like, it should be a movie and people would watch the movie and say, this isn't real.
Yeah. And I hate to be like, oh, it was like The Hangover, because everyone's like, oh, we're going to Vegas and Hangover. But no, it definitely really could have been a movie storyline. And
I've heard
people would have watched the movie and been like, that's not real. It's obviously made up for the movies.
I wish we could just, or you could, because I know like bits and pieces, but I wish you and Arturo could come on this podcast right now or at some point and just tell the story.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
But I don't know if anyone should know half the stuff that went on.
No, and it was to the point, like Vic again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll tell this one part of it. There were so many parts, but we took a cab into Manhattan.
Yeah.
And because we were planning on drinking, we're like, we're obviously not going to drive.
Right.
So we took a cab. Or I don't know if we took the ferry into Manhattan, and then from there we took a cab.
Sure.
It might have been that. One of those two. Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
That's
you
what it was. Yeah. We took the ferry, and even now you can drink on the ferry, which I think is very strange.
Mm-hmm.
But they sell alcohol on the Staten Island ferry.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we pregame before we went, and then...
Oh, to be young again.
Yeah. And then drinking on the ferry, and Vic was already, like, blacked out at that point. We didn't even, like, get to where we were going. and he was blacked out. So we all hop in a cab to go, and Vic is just out of control. And he's like sticking his head out of the cab window and just like, I don't know, just yelling crazy things. And you know how like in a cab, how they have like the sliding window in the middle?
Yeah.
So he said something to the cab driver to the point of like, excuse me, sir, has this cab ever given birth before?
Oh, yeah.
And the cab driver's like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? He's like, well, it is now. And he like opens up the sliding window and like tries like climb through it. Yeah. And the driver's like yelling at him over like, Vic, stop. Like, we need to get kicked out. Right. We need to get kicked out. So we stop at a red light, and I don't know why, but Vic just like gets out of the cab in the middle, like an intersection, like on a little divided thing, like super heavy, like Manhattan traffic, and the light turns green and the cab driver just takes off, off.
Can you blame him though?
Yeah. And like his phone was dead, like nothing, like there was no, we're never seeing Vic again. Like who knows ever.
Right.
Like, there's no way, he's so drunk. Yeah, like, there's no way. So we drive, like, I was, like, 30 blocks to where we, it was a bar or something we go into. We drive, and we pull up, and we're like, wow, like, we're just talking about Vic, and, like, that's crazy. Like, the driver left. We didn't even, like, blame the driver.
Get out.
No, we didn't even blame. We're like, no, like, sir, you did the right thing. Like, fine. So we drive, like, 30 blocks to where we were going. And this was, like, before Waze, so we don't even know, right? Of course. We get out of the cab and we start walking like right outside of the cab is the bar to go in. And who turns the corner? Vic. And he's just walking.
Like, how did he even get there?
Yes. Like, I don't know.
He probably just walked somehow.
He must have walked.
And you can't ask him because he doesn't remember.
He doesn't. It was crazy. Yeah. So that was another crazy night too. So I don't know. Vic is pretty crazy too.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I've heard many stories.
Yeah. And that also, like, we would always, not compete in, like, a bad way, but, like, a friendly, like, oh, like let's see who can.
Crazier.
Yeah, who can top who. And then Joe Khalil also would bring that out of me back in the day.
Of course.
And, yeah. So, all crazy, fun stories. And I'd like to know what other people think their craziest moment of me was.
Me too.
Had. So, if you have any.
I know.
Please reach out.
A majority of the story, so I'd love to hear some that I don't know.
Yeah, and what I love too is that I think everyone's story will be different.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's fun to me.
It's funny, like, we always say too, like, it's crazy to think like everyone that you've come in or that anyone's come in contact with, like, they all have different views on you.
Yeah.
So like, mm-hmm. I'd love to just hear someone's like random story about you and how they perceive you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Anything else about the Crazy Greg persona?
Crazy Greg definitely keeps things fun.
Yeah.
And entertaining and makes me crack up on a daily basis.
I definitely just want to make people laugh and have a good time and enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And if it's me being silly at the expense of them laughing, it's way worth it.
Yeah.
So, and I also, so I told the story about Manhattan that we were drinking and stuff. And if you don't know now, I don't drink anymore.
Right.
And I do love showing people that you can have a great time without drinking.
Yeah. You've always said that even back when you did drink. And you don't drink now for any like real reason except like just getting older and you get. Like
Just over it.
Just unneeded. For you especially, like you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Some people need a drink or two just to kind of open up because they're shy or, you know, whatever. You do not need that at all.
Yeah. So when this Crazy Greg persona happens, how many times have you been asked, is he drunk?
Oh, constant. All the time.
Yeah.
We were in Dorney Park one time years ago. And you're like everyone. It was like the Halloween haunt thing that they had there. And you're like,
we're waiting in line to get into one of the haunts.
Yeah, and you say, everybody, step up and watch my magic trick. I feel like you didn't expect everyone to actually step up and watch it because about 20 people, well, no, it was like 10 people. But the whole line was like kind of watching, but 10 people actually stepped up to watch you.
Yeah.
And you had like a gum wrapper or like a piece of paper.
It was like a napkin or something. Yeah.
And you were just like, okay. And you're ripping it up and you're like crumbling it. And you're like, okay, it's in this hand, behind my back. Okay. All right. And I don't even know how you finished it. But one of the people that were watching you, like, afterwards, because you and we were with Joe at the time, you and Joe were, like, hysterical laughing.
Yeah.
And they're like, is he drunk? I'm like, funny thing is he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I'm like, this is just him.
Yeah. Like, I was just, like, trying to entertain us.
Yeah.
Waiting online, and I'm like, step right up, everyone, step right up, it's a magic show.
There's times you'll do like, I've already said this, but there's so many times you do things I'm like, no, please, no. Mm-hmm. And then you'll not, like, you won't do it, and I'm like, look, you could do it to that person right there, or yeah. You could, not that you ever do anything bad, but like silly like that, like, mm-hmm. You know,
but yeah, but it is funny when I like start to do something silly and then somebody calls my bluff.
Oh,
I'm like, oh,
we went on the, it was the
train ride. It was a haunted train ride.
Yeah. And it was an actual train.
Yeah.
And we're on it. And I forgot the guy who was like talking. It was bad. It was terrible. And the guy who was on it had like a mic and he's like saying a speech or whatever. And everyone was like, open the windows. It's so hot in here. That's what like started.
Yes.
And you said something. And he's like, what do you have to say? Or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, if you have something to say, then stand up and say it.
And me and, again, we were with Joe. Me and Joe were like, no. And we're like, why would you do that? Okay,
I sure will.
I was like, oh, you G-Wad.
Yeah.
You G-Wad it.
Yeah.
Which is another time G-Wad, we dropped him off home once. And as he's getting out of the car, he goes, just don't beep your horn. My mom's sleeping. So what did Greg do? Calm down the horn for about a minute and a half.
I mean, you can't tell me not to do something.
So now anytime someone says something where it's like, well, obviously I'm going to do that now. We're like, okay, G-Wah.
Yeah,
you just G-Wah'd yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, that kind of sums up, I guess, the crazy Greg, who he is. And just wanting to make people laugh. That's it.
That's very
all true. I want to do. And I want to leave an impression that people tell their friends and their family, like, you won't believe what I saw today.
But where do you think that came from? Like, do you think, like, your dad is very silly.
Yeah.
Like, do you think you kind of got it from him, but it just got amplified because of you?
Maybe, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he, maybe. Sometimes you say some of the really corny dad jokes that he says, and I'm like, oh my God, you're your dad.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're like the evolved version.
I don't know. I really do think it came out of, like, just being in school and, I don't know, just like, I don't know how to really explain it, but just...
Well, making people laugh feels good.
Yeah.
And whenever I say something, people laugh. I'm like, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen much.
I don't know. I think you're just so serious. And it's like, all right, just
that's true.
Take a step back and just
laugh.
Enjoy. Yeah, just laugh and have fun. And I know life is tough many times, but it's... I don't know. It's,
damn, you thought that as a sixth grader? That's deep.
Yeah. Life is tough.
I mean, middle school is tough.
Sixth grade was tough, yeah.
Little did we know, it just gets harder.
Yeah. So when they used to like hold me upside down and put my head in the toilet bowl, I would at least make a joke about it, and then they would laugh. Yeah, I wasn't in the chess club in sixth grade. I was during my lunch period. Yeah. I would skip the lunchroom and go up to the second floor classroom, and we'd play chess.
Yeah.
And come at me, bro. I'm like a legit chess player now, I would say.
He actually downloaded an app on his phone now.
Yeah, I did.
Because you played chess against... I mean, technically, it's your cousins.
Yeah. And,
but they're younger.
But I smoked them, though.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was just one.
Yeah. And then, she thought she was like this chess whiz. And she wasn't bad.
No, she's good, though. And she's young.
Yeah,
she actually
wasn't bad.
What is she?
No, she's
13?
Like, no, she's 14. Older than that. No, probably 15, 16?
No, she's 16.
No, okay. 14, 15.
I think she's like 13, 14.
Yeah. Older than 13.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think she's 13.
No way. No way.
Text tomorrow and ask.
Okay.
Anyway, she's around 13.
She's got to be at least 14.
Okay, 13.
And 14. She's actually pretty good. They're very smart. They're very smart.
Yeah, they are.
And I just wiped the floor with her to the point that I was like, oh, you want to play again? Entire weekend, she would not play me again.
This was during Christmas.
Ever. Yeah, and she wouldn't play me.
Yeah.
And then so I beat her in chess and I beat her brother in pool.
And he was not happy.
No, neither of them were happy.
Yeah.
Neither of them. And they both had like a little Christmas episode
but that's
all right. You gotta give them hard love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
can't let these kids win these days.
No, you can't let them win all the time.
No, ever. Stop. Don't ever let them win
ever. You're never gonna let the girls win.
Never.
Just like I beat you years ago when we first met in Wii tennis.
Right, exactly. Sure,
you definitely don't let me
I don't know who you played against. We tennis against, but I played Wii Bowling.
Oh, Wii Bowling, whatever.
So I don't know who you met that you played.
Oh, sorry,
tennis against somebody else. Yeah, apparently so.
Wii Bowling, whatever. Yeah. We were playing Wii.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, anything else about Crazy Craig? Yeah. But realistically, just make people laugh, have a good time, and that's it. And have them remember me for something funny.
Yes. And crazy. Outrageously funny. Yeah. Right.
Something crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. No matter what it is, just that they still years later tell people about, like, man, there was this one time.
This nut.
Yeah.
Of a person.
And even if they don't know me, who I am.
Just the story of, oh, yeah. Remember that time we were at, like, I'm sure we tell, and I can't think of any right now, but I'm sure there's stories where we're like, oh man, remember when we were here or there and this person did this? Like, they don't know we tell the story about them.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes, yes. And one time we were in Cracker Barrel, this was when Bray Wyatt was like Bray Wyatt, he's my favorite.
It's when it kind of first.
Yeah, when he first started. Year of. Yeah. And he would come out to wrestling with a lantern, and he'd be like, whatever state he's in, whatever, he'd be like, New York, we're here. And he'd blow out the lantern. Yeah, yeah. So Cracker Barrel has like.
They look like lanterns, but they're like candles.
It's like candles.
Yeah.
And we walked into Cracker Barrel, and it was a group of like, what, like teenage kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a table of teenage kids.
Like four of them,
I'd say. And I walked up to, like, I don't know them. I never met them in my life.
And, like, you didn't even say, you just did it.
Yeah. And I went up to the table. I was like, Cracker Barrel, we're here. And I blew out the candle
at
the table.
And then one of them goes, thank you.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he looked at me and said, thank you. They were just in shock. He didn't know what to say.
It's one of those things that kid probably thinks about. And he's, like, so embarrassed that he said thank you. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you ever have something you that's funny. About later?
I forgot that was the initial, like.
Yeah. But you ever have something, well, not you, but people listening, where you have a story and you think
that's
about, like,
funny.
Something you said.
And you, like, cringe.
Yeah, or, like, someone's like, have a nice day. And you're like, what is it? Like, you know, you don't say the right thing back. Yeah, and you're just like, oh, like, stupid. Like, why'd I say that? Or whatever. Yeah. I feel like that's what that kid does.
Yeah, there was like a, and this is obviously not a true story, but there was like a thing I read one time, and the guy was like, he was like, oh, I was walking through the city the other day and somebody waved.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear this or not?
I've seen it before.
So he's like, so I waved back and then I turned around. I realized he wasn't waving to me.
Right.
And I felt so silly that I was like, I don't want him to think like I waved to him. So I was like, I had to sell it. So I waved a cab down. So he didn't think I was waving back to him because I felt silly that I waved to him. He wasn't waving me. So I waved the cab down. So a cab driver pulled up and he said, hey, where are you going? And I was like, to the airport because I don't know what to say. So the cab driver drove me to the airport and I didn't want the cab driver to think I was crazy. So I got in the airport and I bought the first ticket I could on the airplane, got on the airplane and I wound up
In whatever. Kentucky, yeah.
It was like some other country.
Oh, that's funny.
And I just started a new life there just because, you know, I waved to the guy and
but
he wasn't waving to me. Yeah.
The feeling you get.
Yeah. And he just had to like sell that brand new life.
It happened to me before where like someone like waved and I was like, nope, not me. Yeah, yeah. Like I did the hand and I'm like, nope, no, that's not me. But I don't really care.
No, I know, but yeah.
But it's funny that I know that feeling of like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, why'd I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So. But
yeah,
I don't know how they probably talk about you. Remember anytime they go to Cracker Barrel, remember when we were here and that guy just came up and blew out.
Yeah, the candle. Yeah, like the waiters at Harold's must still talk every time they bring out a birthday cake, ice cream
probably
cake.
Like move the water out of the way.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but I don't know. I like to give people a memorable.
You're definitely
experience.
Funny.
So and obviously I tip into show and the. Murder mystery. These people are definitely still, forever talking about it.
Yes, the Leroy chant that you got was so loud I couldn't even hear myself if I was talking. It was crazy because everyone was like at the end of the
murder mystery show,
yeah, like dinner thing. They gave out awards and it was like the best, like villain. Like I don't know, it was just dumb stuff. Mm. And then it was like the MVP of the show. Yeah,
and I don't know if you can say this, but. Whoever won that award, like the best actor, MVP of the show, their whole table got free a round of drinks for the table.
Yes.
So you would think like each table would vote for their person, right. So they all get free drinks.
Yes, I wasn't going to mention that, so I'm glad you did. So literally the entire room, before they could even say, and the like, they were like, okay, and next up is the MVP, and it was Leroy, and it was so loud, it was so funny. And I remember you just got up, and you just stood there. There's so much to that story that, like, we're not telling, not for any reason, just...
It was one of those, like, I guess you kind of had to be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we do have some video footage of that as well.
But it's just, you had to be there, though.
Yeah, it won't do it justice.
Let's just say there was one point where you weren't supposed to do this, but you got up and went to the front and grabbed the mic. And they were, like, waiting kind of, like, to be like, should we get this guy? Like, is he drunk? Like, we don't know. Like, who is he going to do? And then you took the mic onto the floor in front of the stage. And someone was like... do the worm for whatever reason.
Just randomly,
And it was the weirdest thing. And I was like, I remember recording it and I was hysterical. You hear me like laughing, like I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, oh my God, what are the odds that they just told him to do the worm? And then there he goes, bust out the worm.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that was the moment where everyone was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I feel bad if people went back thinking it was going to be that fun again.
I know.
Like if they went with friends and they're like, oh, I'm going to bring my wife or my other friend or whatever.
Right. Like this is the greatest thing
ever.
And they
went and it was just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's crazy, Greg. And
all right.
If you know him, you know him.
Yeah. That's the Slim Shady of who I am. Just a silly, fun songs that make people laugh and the lines that are memorable that people are still quoting 20 years later.
Of
who he is. So will the real Crazy Greg please stand up?
No, you won't, because you're probably way too comfortable right now.
It's way too late. I do not feel like standing up right now.
Yeah.
But pretty much that's what it is.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, anything else?
I think that's it. If I could think of anything else, I'll mention it on another episode.
All right. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode to kick off 2024. Mm-hmm. And all right, it wasn't as bad as I thought. I just hope it didn't come off the wrong way.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen, if it did, then people...
I know.
No, I don't think it did, though.
No, I'm just saying, That's what I get nervous about. That's what I'm worried about. All right, so that's part two of who I am. Part three, are we going to wait another year? Maybe.
I don't think so. We'll see. We should not.
We'll see. Well, it'll be like some sort of big milestone-ish, like, I don't know. You know, it won't just be like a random off week. It'll be like first year, something like that.
Right.
You know, like it was 175, so maybe it was like 250 or something. We'll see. We'll see where it brings us.
See.
Yeah. So, all right. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We really, really, really appreciate it. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a.
Crazy Greg.
There you go, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are?
I am Alex. Just right. Alex. I have
all
nothing
right.
else
just
to
just Alex. Well, we're going to get to you one day, too. We're going to interview you and
talk about not wanting to talk.
Find out what that's all about.
Okay.
All right. And for real, hit us up with your craziest story of me. I would love to know.
Yes.
I really would. Even if you have to, like, give, like, two or three. If it's like, oh, I can't choose between these.
Just send them over.
Yeah. Please. And we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's that. Once again, thank you for listening. Hit us up. Let us know. Love hearing from you guys. And that's it. Till next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.